Hi everybody, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your April readings. These are going to be some general energies that we will all, as star seeds, be dealing with for the month of April 2021. Keep in mind they're general, just take it as it resonates, and we're just gonna try to get like a general overall energy. And this will just kind of apply to everybody, okay? Now I'm going to break this down a little bit. I'm going to try to upload some more, something maybe a little more specific to your sign, so to speak. You know how this goes. For maybe some weeklies and definitely another monthly, but it'll be, just for your sign. Okay, so this one is just for everybody. It's just for fun. I just asked Spirit what the general overall energies in the ethers, so to speak, are going to be. And this is what we got. We have the Ace of Cups reversed. So there's a pouring out of emotion. There could be a pouring out of intention, a pouring out of energy. But not applying it to anything. It's just pouring it out, just throwing the baby out with the bathwater, okay? Next, we have the Queen of Swords, okay? So there is a firm but fair energy here. But this energy can come off a little stern, but once a decision is made, that's the way it is. All right. Next, you have the Hierophant reversed. So it could be that this Queen of Swords has a decision to make regarding this Hierophant energy. Reversed, of course, means that there's a breakdown of institution. And possibly a marriage, could be religious. I don't know. Take that as it resonates. Because next we have the King of Swords. Okay, so now this is serious shit right here with a King and a Queen of Swords with a Hierophant reversed. And an Ace of Cups. I mean, this means we've got a power couple here. But I feel like the decision they're making is not necessarily about their own institution. They are solid in whatever institution they represent. Now, the King of Swords, he's just the male version of the Queen, basically. It's the same principles and a very take charge type of person. All right, but he might, before he does so, he could be discussing this with this Queen of Swords. All right. Now, next you have the Knight of Swords reversed. This indicates communication being delayed. Being perhaps immature, premature, just overall bad communication. It's not at all productive, okay? And the message that needs to be brought in or conveyed is not getting through. Now you have the Hangman. You have the Hangman. So now the Hangman indicates that this queen and king here, they are most definitely contemplating all sides of the situation, whatever it might be that they're involved in, regarding an institution, remember. All right. And the fact that cups are being poured out here with this Ace of Cups. There was this divine there was something divinely meant to be, and there is a problem here. And the king and the queen want to know what that is. Now, next you have the King of Pentacles reverse. So this could very well be what the king and queen are contemplating at this moment. This is a tyrant. This is a domineering, greedy, self-centered individual or energy. Remember, could be. So with that, yeah, I feel like there's a problem with this other king in a different kingdom here with this Pentacles reversed. He's become a tyrant and a bully, all right? But next you have the Strength reversed, so this indicates he's not really at all what he's putting himself out there to be. This energy is deceptive, is showing strength and power through might, but it's actually a cowardice. All right, someone's not taking accountability and responsibility here with the Strength reversed. And this is creating an imbalance here with the Chariot reversed. It's causing things to stagnate, not move, become imbalanced, unfair in some way. Now, next you have the Two of Pentacles. So this goes back to the King and Queen here juggling a decision. And right next to that, we have the Two of Swords. So that's another card of decision. So there's absolutely someone needs to take the blindfold off and decide what to do about this energy or person. King of Pentacles reversed. All right. Now, in all actuality, another scenario could be that this King of Pentacles greedy type of energy is actually between the king and queen, all right? Because you have the Hierophant reverse, that's the institution of marriage. So this could be about fighting about money or power or something to that effect. Because someone's lack of communication or poor communication is creating an issue here. So after this Chariot's reversed, everything's in balance. We have a Three of Swords here. That indicates betrayal. So that again could go back to the King and Queen. Someone might feel betrayed. Maybe the King and Queen as a couple feel betrayed by this King of Pentacles reversed. That would be a third party situation right there. All right. Now, next we have the High Priestess reversed and the Fool card. So this indicates someone's intuition is off, or someone's feeling a little off, put off. They're not able to make a leap of faith. We're not able to take that leap here with the Fool. So what we end up with at the end of this read here is the Queen of Pentacles and the Six of Swords. So you have two kings and two queens on this board. The King of Pentacles is reversed, so he's not in good shape. He's definitely, so this could be the Queen and King of Swords upright might be helping this Queen of Pentacles down here. make the decision. On how to handle this King of Pentacles. And it could be that someone's going to move away from this situation with the Six of Swords here at the end. All right. So that reading kind of got complicated there for a little bit, but I really do. I think that's the scenario. There are actually a couple ways this could be, as I said. No. If you even wanted to get a little deeper and you know the general basic meanings of these cards, if you wanted to look at this as yourself and these energies being your yin and yang, you know, your male and female, all these exist within you as well as without. So you could be contemplating your own greediness or your own bullying, or maybe you betrayed yourself here with the Three of Swords. You weren't using your intuition with the High Priestess reversed. You might be escaping to calmer waters here. You could be trying to escape with, you know, yourself, really. And you know, we all know you cannot run from yourself. This Knight of Swords reverse, that could be negative self-talk. And again, the Author Strength reversed, that would indicate running away. And this is moving to calmer waters. So maybe there's a piece of yourself that you don't want to necessarily acknowledge. You might be trying to not see that in someone else, someone close to you. All right, or it could be outside of you. And you could be any one of these players in this story for April, okay? Now, those are your general energies for the month of April. And I have a Namaste blessing card here, and it's absolutely perfect for this reading because the Queen and the King of Swords represent truth, okay? So your card is a blessing woven in truth. Have the courage to speak your truth, and a heavy burden will be lifted. It's best that everyone involved know where they stand. The truth will set both you and others free. This is a blessing for all concerned, but most of all, you. Okay? So that was your reading for April. I hope you enjoyed it. And I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.